KQED.
Pratt Peterson started whaling for the Del Monte Fish Company in Richmond in 1961. Pretty soon, he was working as a gunner, manning the boat's 165-pound harpoon.
I guess some people are talented in one thing, some people are talented in another thing. I happen to be pretty good as a gunner.
For Peterson, who is 84 and lives east of Antioch, being a whaler was like living out of the pages of Moby Dick. He and the other whalers were paid per foot of whale they brought back. Everything rested on the success of Peterson's shot.
You're up there, you are the gunner. You could be a hero one minute and a bum the next minute. You know, because if I didn't get the whale, they didn't get paid.
Peterson's crew of whalers headed out before daybreak to the Farallon Islands, or as far south as Monterey. Sometimes they'd make 4 kills in one day. Other times they'd spend 8 or 9 hours going after a single whale. Once Peterson's harpoon struck its target, he says, it was like trying to reel in an 80,000-pound fish.
It's a 3/4-inch steel cable that we have on the drums. And the front part of it, where the gun is about 200 feet of nylon rope. Now, if that thing broke, then it was just like pulling a rubber band and letting it go. We were lucky we didn't get more people hurt than we did.
After making the kill, Peterson's crew pumped air into the whale so it would float and then lashed it to the side of the boat. Then they headed back into San Francisco Bay, a race against time before the whale meat began to rot. That trip could take 10 hours. Mark Palmer is with the Earth Island Institute, a nonprofit conservation group based in San Francisco. Back in the early 70s, Palmer was one of the activists who tried to shut down the Del Monte whaling station and campaigned against whaling worldwide.
We're at the point here, and if you see, you've got a huge view of San Francisco Bay. The whales were brought in from the Golden Gate and around East Brothers Point and here into the whaling station.
Palmer is standing in front of the ruins of the Del Monte Fish Company. It's a quiet, gray day, and there's not much to look at.
What we see is the skeleton of piers and charred wreckage of what used to be a fairly large complex and is now gone.
Del Monte whalers killed thousands of whales over the 14 years they were in business. Gray whales, humpbacks, sperm whales, and fin whales. Most were rendered at the plant and turned into dog food for the Calcan Company in Vernon, near Los Angeles. By the early 1970s, several species of whales were headed for extinction, and attitudes about whaling had begun to change.
I think one of the major epiphanies was the record Songs of the Humpback Whale by Roger Payne. Dr. Payne had studied whales and basically discovered this incredible music that the whales were giving on their mating grounds. He was the first one to actually study it and show that they were songs, that they would go for 20 minutes or an hour singing this set of notes, and then they turn around and repeat note for note the exact song.
Payne's research revealed how little people knew about whales, and by extension, about the rest of the world's resources they were so quickly destroying.
The whale became a symbol of the destruction that people brought upon, mindless destruction, for such trivial purposes as dog food, as margarine. So the whale was the symbol of the environmental movement.
That new consciousness even made its way out to the whaling boats. Peterson says that despite the romance and the freedom of whaling, he knew that something didn't feel right about what he and his crew were doing.
I had a lot of respect for them. They're a magnificent animal. And I was glad when they stopped it. You know, that's complete conversion, I would say.
In 1971, several species of whale were given federal protection, effectively ending Del Monte's whaling operations. Peterson took a job at a chemical plant nearby. The following year, President Nixon signed the Marine Mammal Protection Act. But that couldn't stop the much larger international whaling industry from continuing to slaughter whales. Still, Mark Palmer says the move by the United States was symbolic.
And that's what I tell Japan when I am in Japan, and what I tell Norway, when I'm in Norway, that the United States was just like you. We had it. We were making a lot of money. A lot of people got rich off whales, but we stopped, and it's time for you to stop, too.
By the mid-1980s, the International Whaling Commission had declared a moratorium on whaling. But despite it, a few countries, including Norway and Japan, still kill several hundred whales a year for meat and other products, a practice environmental groups continue to fight. In America, gray whale numbers have rebounded so well, they've been removed from the endangered species list. The only Californians hunting them now are tourists on spring whale watching trips, armed with cameras. For Quest, this is Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Capsanel Foundation.